Welcome back to the Digital Soup Podcast, a hilariously geeky podcast that challenges what it means to be a geek today. It's no longer just D&D game nights or deep dives on the tech specs of the latest PC components. Being a geek is simply having a passion for whatever hobbies and topics you're into. As always, we're bringing you all sorts of information and conversations to enhance your geeky lifestyle, including Nintendo destroying history, your phone might be blinding you, and we see if a Spartan in a potato sack can best a narcoleptic carny. So pull up a chair, get your geek on, an all-new episode starts now. And guys, don't forget, stick around for our unsigned music spotlight featuring a track from the band Barreleye at the end of this episode. So let's get started.
Welcome back to Digital Soup, the only podcast worth less than a single share of MoviePass.
Oh, man.
But not for long.
Hopefully not for long. Now, it did close today at a shiny nickel a share.
Now's the time to buy, guys.
Well, you know what? Here's the funny thing, and I was going to tell you guys about this, but I didn't actually pull the trigger on it yet. I started myself up an E-Trade account.
Oh.
And I was seriously thinking about dumping $100 into it because I was doing some math.
On MoviePass?
Yes. And here's the reason why. Because I could get almost like 1,000 shares. Yeah, and then if all of a sudden that nickel jumps up to $10,
you'd own the company.
Yeah, there we go.
So who are we? Slacker didn't even introduce
that's
us.
2,000 shares.
Well, no, because we're still talking about this. You know, it's 2,000 shares. All right,
I think so.
Yeah, I just I was doing it in my head, and that's not as good as doing a calculator. So, anyways, my name's Jason, and joining me today in the virtual studio is Adam and usually Dave. How's it going, gentlemen?
It's cool. Pretty glad.
Pretty glad.
Yeah.
Pretty I've decent. Never heard anybody say that before. Hey, I'm doing pretty glad today.
Yeah, pretty glad.
Pretty glad.
Glad. Go ahead.
Was that what?
There's two goods. I don't know.
What accent was that? That was almost
that's
some
a new one.
Fargo-ish mix of Fargo and hardcore Ontario or something.
Hardcore Ontario.
A boot.
You know, that's the new tag team champs, isn't it? Hardcore Ontario.
Yeah, they go up on the top rope there, and they come off with that flying elbow. You don't know what hits you there. It stomps
you drop the leg, eh?
Yeah.
How come Dave doesn't have an Iron Range accent?
He actually does. Yeah.
I thought I did, probably.
I don't hear. No, a thick Iron Range accent, for those listening that are around the world and wondering what that means, the Iron Range, the Mesabi Iron Range, is this part of northern Minnesota that there's a heavy Finnish population,
Norwegian.
And Norwegian. And the accent is really a little bit different from like your Fargo, hey, Fargo, check it out kind of accent.
What you talking about?
Yeah, it's well, not like Canada. That. It's more of a, yeah, I'm going to go over to the shop there and see if they got any more bait. You know, it's a little bit different of an
phrases
accent.
Like, what a guy could do is he could go over there and change that tire, put a spare tire and a second hitch on there. A guy could do that,
Well, yeah, a guy could always do that, we got to go down to TG's and get a beer.
Yeah, go saw a guy about talk about that new 4-point weld he did on that trailer,
Stopped up at the sawmill.
Got you a betcha.
Of Coors Lights, I got made fun of a little bit.
We don't drink those Coors Lights here, man.
that almost turned Mexican. Man. We don't drink those Coors Lights here, man. Whoa.
I guess I don't have the accent.
No, you
now,
don't.
Now that we've totally bored everyone. What an Iron Range accent is. Send us in your best example of the Minnesota accent. The Iron Range.
Oh, boy.
I like it.
You guys are going to get destroyed on this.
Listeners, we want to hear you impersonating True North Minnesota right here. Let's do it. Minnesota.
Hey, there's
born in. I was born and raised there, so I'm not making fun of people for that accent.
No, I was born there. Born and raised and still live here.
Yep. As a kid, I remember I was at my friend Garrett Ramos's house, and I remember leaving my mom a message that I was going to be over there for a while. And when I got home, she played the message back. She said, "How was I supposed to know what this said?" And here, I'm not kidding. When I hit play, it's like, "Hey, mom, over here at Garrett Moses' house. We're going to go check things out and blah, play some Nintendo." It's just terrible, thick Iron Range accent. That was just the way I talked. I don't know.
And that is so weird because I was born in Minnesota, and I did live in different areas, but I was born in Minnesota, spent most of my life there. And yet whenever I talk, I always talk like this.
So, like you want to be a radio DJ.
Or a late night.
No, but I wanted to point this out.
Infomercial star.
I have a late night film star. What?
No, a late night adult film infomercial star.
Oh, okay. Not like, the actual you're the guy star, just the guy selling it.
You're the guy that's like, but wait, there's more. But you have to talk sexy because it's late night.
Oh, to the yeah.
Now, do you guys do this? Because I did not realize I did this, and somebody had brought it to my attention, and so then I started noticing it. Now, I have not been in Minnesota, haven't lived there, I should say, in over about 12 years, right?
Right.
12, something like that.
So I've been a little less than that. About there, I guess.
It was 2006, so whatever that equals. Yeah, right around
there. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So anyways, I find that I say this word that it's like an exclamation, like I don't know how to explain it, but here's how I utilize the word. Like, say I'm walking and accidentally bump into somebody, I go, oh.
Yeah, you say ope, too.
Ope. I say ope.
Yeah, we all say ope.
What the frick is ope?
Did you see the article about ope?
No. Link us up.
It's a real thing, huh?
I got to find this because it was the article was called "The One Word Most Minnesotans Say But Don't Realize," and it's ope. Because it's, yeah, you're exactly right. You bump into somebody, instead of saying,
I do that.
Or excuse
I don't
me,
know why.
I do it too, and everybody I work with does it now that we're all self-conscious about it.
Yeah. Does it have
Minnesota
a meaning?
Ope. People are talking about the non-word Minnesotans use for, I'm on citypages.com, use for excuse me. So,
oh, it's excuse me? Excuse me.
Here's what it says on CD Pages. Two people are in close quarters. One wants to get to a location beyond or next to the other. It doesn't matter if these people are complete strangers, close relatives, or frequent partners. Ope, says Minnesota number one.
Frequent partners.
Just going to sneak right past you here. Yeah. Ope, says Minnesota number two, ostensibly to confess he or she is actually the rude one and is apologetic for having so inconsiderately occupied a volume of space on Earth at the same time as Minnesota number one.
Nice.
Ope. We don't say excuse me, we say ope, which directly translates to, oh, excuse me, kind sir or lady, I did not mean to bump into you. Please accept my apology, as I am a fellow Midwesterner and meant you no harm. That's from Twitter Sam Rossini.
Is this like a Norwegian word or something that we just said, or where did this come from? I'm assuming our parents said it, and that's why we do it.
I don't know, but there's a YouTube video on this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I just thought I would say notes. One little thing about ope, and now Adam's like, yes, I've been studying the word ope for a decade now.
Yeah, you just, it's Opie and Anthony.
He's a linguist.
That's the ope I knew.
Yeah, this is our show is going off the rails on the ope train here.
It's all just picking up steam.
And actually, you're pretty sly as a linguist. You're pretty cunning.
Oh, let's not
thanks,
make
Broheim.
That joke.
Broheim.
Okay, I'm typing this into the show notes. Minnesota ope. And I'm going to put the, I didn't watch the video yet, so I hope it doesn't suck. So
has disclaimer. Anybody made like a funny music video about it? Because I could see us doing something really funny with that.
Oop, there it is.
Oop.
You know what? This story on Oop, there's a lot of steam behind it.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you'd be in complete discord not to.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like gaming.
Aha. Takes on
Oop,
steam.
That was a segue, wasn't it?
So yes. You just said Oop.
Oh. Not like the awesome segue you had last week, Dave.
That was on purpose for comedic effect, Adam. I literally meant to say, that was a segue, but I just couldn't help myself. I said, oh.
Nor should you. So if you guys aren't familiar with Discord, this is kind of the gamer's channel or platform or software package or app, whatever you want to call it, for chatting, including audio chat. And I don't know if they do video. I haven't used it for that yet. But
they do.
In fact, this app is something that Jason, Dave, and myself use regularly to communicate.
Because we hate Facebook.
Yep. So yeah. Discord, they have a new game store that they launched. And of course, right now it's only in Canada. I don't know why I said of course, as if anybody would know that. But last Thursday, the company launched the beta of its digital game store, which will carry a curated selection of new and popular hit titles. And so the store will be first available as a beta to about 50,000 Canadian players, but they plan on rolling it out widely to users later this year. It sounds like they're going to have a little tighter selection of PC games. So does that mean they're going to be a little more discreet about which games they offer?
There is a lot of shovelware on Steam, as all three of us know.
What is shovelware?
Shovelware is, you know, let's throw together a game quickly where you like swat flies and let's sell it for $5. It's shovelware. It's gotcha. It's trash. It's shiite.
You don't like swat fly.
No, it's the best.
It's no
game
bang
ever.
Finger.
Hey, that was a full retail game by Nintendo.
I know. I've got two copies.
Whoa.
One sealed because he's gonna wait until it goes
collector's
up in value.
Edition. Oh yeah.
What do you think? I mean, Steam, I love Steam. You can get every game ever on Steam. If you want to find a game, you go to Steam. You know, Discord, yes, millions of people actually use this service, but the limited amount of games and why? Just get everything under Steam. Yeah. That's my feeling.
Most likely.
Well, yeah, just because it has slimmer pickings. I mean, if you don't like the game, if you don't like the games in Steam, that because they're shovelware, then don't buy those ones.
Yes, well, I don't.
Exactly, and here's the big thing to
I'm
going to
go look
note.
And see if they have fly swat. Go ahead, Dave.
As you look through this, now, 2 points I wanted to make, because I know Twitch has started setting things up a lot with Amazon Prime, linking your Twitch membership with your Prime membership, and you're getting actually a lot of both DLC and some games as well through there that they're giving away free or very cheap as well. Now, I don't know if that's still linked to Steam.
Twitch's sister channel, Flinch, is also going to be offering some of this.
Mm-hmm. But what it looks like Discord is looking... Flinch, I got it now.
Dude just goes, mm-hmm. Anyway.
Good gravy. No. Good
Did
grief,
you say
Charlie
Twisted
Brown.
Sister?
I'm not going to take
I'm not
it.
Oh, dang it. I was just going to do it. I'm not going to take it, joke. Oh.
I beat you to it. I was quick on that one. No, but what Discord is saying they're going to do, they're not going to go after the big AAA titles. They're going to be selling indie games exclusively through what they're calling a first on Discord program. So these are basically going to be games that will appear on Discord and only Discord for what they're saying will be approximately 90 days first, exclusively Discord. So that's the only place you're going to get it. And then after that, they can sell it anywhere they want. However, the beta is not going to have any of these first on Discord titles. So
what you're saying is first on Discord. Discord first.
I didn't hear the high note there. Adam, did you hear
no,
that high note?
No, I did not. ProZD did it better.
Could you play that back for me, Jason, and
well,
maybe
here,
the high note is there?
Here's the thing. You know, real men can't go that high.
That's not true.
Not true.
It not is true. True.
No.
I will always be a baritone.
Hey, there's a game on Steam called BBQ, and it's B-E-E-B-E-E-Q.
Yes.
It's a local multiplayer game where... one VR player controls a chef, while up to four Xbox controllers play bees.
Yes.
Armed with a spatula and a fly swatter, the VR chef player has to try to cook while the bees steal food, sting, and generally harass him.
Wow. Nice. How much is it?
Let's see. It says available 2018. It's coming, though, guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
Man, yes.
Five players with four players split screen.
We have got to be following this game here. We'll let you know, listeners, when it is released.
That's got to be a historic launch, right?
Oh, it looks historical.
I can't wait.
I can't. That actually, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I would check it out probably.
That game actually might destroy those Steam completely, and nobody might ever go to Steam again. It's so bad.
For BBQ?
Yeah.
I think the fact that they're still selling, you know, Assassin's Creed Origins and, you know, all the top AAA titles, I think that'll keep Steam in business for a while. I just wish someone would make a good NFL football game for the PC again. I wish they could do
exactly,
it. Man,
Dave,
I wish
exactly.
they could do it.
I mean, even Microsoft and NFL Fever. Bring us a new one, NFL Fever 2019. I don't care.
That used to be fun.
Yeah.
A little sloppy gameplay, but I enjoyed it back in the day.
I think the very last Madden football on the PC... oh, my gosh. It was very early 2000s. It might have been 2001. Let's Google that real fast while we're talking.
Well, while you're talking about that, I mean, it's all part of history, which, according to the article you've got linked up next, sounds like you feel like Nintendo might be destroying the history of gaming. What's this all about?
Oh, hold it, dudes.
What?
Polygon.com. Madden NFL 19 returns to PC this August.
What?
Football franchise is back on PC after 11 years.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not joking you. Madden NFL, after a decade's absence from PC gaming, will return to Windows PC this fall with Madden NFL 19. Electronic Arts chief executive Andrew Wilson announced today at EA's keynote.
This, when was this story?
This was at E3. What the heck? Why did we not know this?
How did we miss that in our E3 coverage?
You guys really suck at this.
We do. So, Dave,
yeah.
Madden Football on the PC.
I am. Yeah. That's huge news, and I am so excited about that. But you totally just ruined my segue.
I know. I'm so sorry. Obliterated. Was it worth it, though?
You betcha.
Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, oh, sure.
You betcha. I'm sorry. Sure. I stepped all over that.
Oops, sorry. That's got to be kind of a Canadian thing, though, too, because I've heard Canadians say, you know, oop and open sorry together. Like, oops, sorry. Sorry. Oop, sorry.
Hey, question here for you, Dave.
Yeah.
Since I stepped all over your segue there, and I do apologize, but we'll go ahead and hit the story anyway.
Yeah.
You know what? Have you ever... just really wanted to play Atari 2600's E.T., the extraterrestrial?
Never.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, but say you did. Is there any way for you to actually play that game? It's not on the Switch. It is not on the Atari Flashback console.
Yes, because I heard it's going to be a launch title for the new Atari box, or VCS. No?
Is it really, or are you just making that up?
No, I'm just hoping.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm trying to get at here. There are literally thousands and thousands of classic games that you cannot purchase on any platform right now. Yes, there is a retro revolution going on right now with every console, you know, especially Nintendo.
A retrolution?
Yeah, retrolution. Ooh, I like yes. It. Ooh, hashtag. And, you know, yes, you can buy a lot of the AAA titles that were on those classic consoles, but there are thousands of games that, you know, we did love that we'll never be able to play again, and we really aren't going to be able to play them again because of Nintendo. Tell us a little bit more about that, Dave.
Well, this is Dave from the Digital Soup Podcast. Nintendo's basically suing as far as shutting down emulation and ROMs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, ROMs specifically. Now, emulation is fine unless it needs
don't
to use a BIOS.
Don't tell me what I don't know.
No, the reason I was silent there and paused, I sent you this story to put in here, so I know what the story is we're talking about.
That's why I wanted you to talk about it. I was just
sitting here stunned, like, because I literally just threw it to you to tell us about the story, and you started telling us about it and then threw it to me to tell us about the story. And I sat here stunned going, you betcha, that was a dumb move.
Well, you're not supposed to throw it then over to Adam. We're volleying this sucker back and forth.
Yeah, I know.
It's
like the U.S. Olympic team and the beach volleyball competition over here. Yep. I don't know about you guys, but I don't have a shirt on, much like Top Gun. Oh, wait.
Are you in a karate stance, too?
No, I am. But the thing is, I actually, Jason, what you're saying there and the way you worded this title in your kind of case for this, I guess you'd say, for lack of a better term, I hadn't even considered that, because when I looked at it, I thought, well, this kind of stinks for people who enjoy emulation, they enjoy the ROMs, their retro pies, all of that kind of stuff. And it kind of stinks that Nintendo's doing that, but they're well within their rights to do it because
nobody's saying they own it.
Yeah, and it's definitely one of those things I thought, well, that sucks, but I guess, you know, they're just going to basically scare the market by suing a couple big ones and, you know, kind of making threatening gazes around the rest of the you know, scene. Scare the rest out of business, you know, not business, but out of, you know, putting these ROMs up for availability and for fear of getting the pants sued off them. But, and I thought, well, that sucks, but, you know, kind of a bummer. But I never even thought about it in the mindset of, you know, destroying the history, gaming's history. And you kind of have to wonder, I guess the question would be, what is the time frame before, and does it even happen where something like a ROM like that, that hasn't been produced, has been out of production for so long since it was released, is there a time frame when it gets like books where they go into just Creative Commons, like, you know, whatever that's called? Where anyone can use it. I don't know if that's the same, or does there...
I doubt it. A lot of this is like intellectual property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's different than hardware.
Yeah.
As you all notice, the influx of all the retro classic consoles that have come up from third parties, like the, what was it, the Sega Genesises. Genocide. Gynocide.
Oh, you.
Dave's gaming handle from back in the day.
Yes.
Anyway.
My superhero.
And the hardware.
It was in City of Heroes.
Once the patent wore off on it, then people were free to reverse engineer it and make their own that would utilize the same cartridges, et cetera. But for software itself, I don't think so. As Adam said, I think that remains. There is no end of life
date.
Yeah,
it could be.
You know, to open this up into, like you had said, what'd you call it? Like the books become, not open source. What is the terminology used?
Is it Creative Commons or?
Yeah, something like that. And it's
public
sad.
Public domain is what you're talking
public
about.
Public domain. There we go. Now, it is sad in that respect that I was mentioning there is, you know, some of these great, great games that weren't considered the AAA huge sellers that are not going to be on a Nintendo Switch or, you know, the other systems because, you know, they're like, well, there's no market for it. Nobody's going to buy it. Okay, so now you're not putting it on your system because you say there's no market for it. Nobody's going to buy it. But you're not going to let somebody download the ROM and just play it on their computer or play it on their RetroPie. You know, we're not going to let you buy this from us. We're not going to ever supply it to you, but you can never play it, okay?
Yep.
Well, Adam, go ahead. I mean,
that's basically what they're doing. Now, Nintendo, they do sell a lot of their retro games, you know, you can buy and play through
their systems.
Just
the hits, the AAA
Yeah, but not, yeah,
hits.
You're right, not all the... So, considering the damages they're suing for, which is like $150,000 per game, or something like that with
exactly.
Which site is this? Emu Paradise.
Well, no, it was Love Retro and Love ROMs are the two that actually got sued.
Okay.
And Emu Paradise, which is a great site I've used for a decade now, off and on, they preemptively pulled all their ROMs off their site. And now here's the thing. Did you see what I said there? I said all their ROMs.
I didn't see what you said, but I did hear it.
You did hear it? Okay.
Yeah.
Not just Nintendo ROMs. I went in there just to verify. There's no PlayStation, Sega, TurboGrafx-16, Arcade. They pulled every ROM off their site.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all going to go underground now, torrents.
Well, yeah, it's going to be news groups, torrents, et cetera. But here's, like, EMU Paradise. I don't know if either of you have ever been there, but it was so nice because you'd go there, you'd pull up the game, it would have... You know, screenshots, the box art, it would have the descriptions, the release dates. I would even talk about, you know, some of the ratings the game got back in the day. It was literally a history of the game. And now Nintendo, because of, we want to put Pac-Man on our system so you can't play SWAT Fly, even though we're never going to give you SWAT Fly.
No, it's BBQ.
No, that's an actual game. I'm just making up on SWAT Fly.
I know, I was kidding.
But yeah, I being a retro gamer like myself, you know, I have my RetroPie, I have all my classic games. Could you find some of these on eBay? Yes. You can't find any of these in the store. You cannot contact any of the actual developers, Nintendo, anybody, and they won't sell you one.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get it in a ROM form, which is nice. And the classic arcade games. Classic arcade games. You can't get these anywhere. You're not going to be going to a classic arcade store and buy the stand-up arcade units. You'll find them once in a while at an old arcade or maybe on eBay. But the thousands and thousands of games you'll never be able to play again. They're just gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, emulation was the way to enjoy those games and to keep them living for future generations. I mean, my daughters play my RetroPie.
Yeah.
Dave, your son and daughter probably has played your 8-bit Nintendo.
Oh, my new NES Classic?
Yeah. Yeah,
yes. A little bit. Not much.
I'm saying... You don't... get away from our kids!
No, to be honest...
That's daddies!
They only played it a tiny bit that they got... Well, they didn't even actually play it. They watched me play it one night. Because since I got it, I had it hooked up upstairs, and they watched me play it a little bit that night, and then I brought it down to my office here. And honestly, summer's just been so busy, we haven't been home to play much. I played a little bit over the weekend on Sunday here, but a little bit here and there, but usually it's once they go to bed, so I think they don't even realize I have it down here. So
They're like, Daddy, can we play your NES Classic System? You better put your surgical gloves on right now.
No.
You ain't touching that controller with those grimy fingers.
And why are you all out of surgical gloves?
I remember what happens when you try and use these controllers with Cheeto dust all over your hands.
Which is why it's important to use chopsticks to eat your Cheetos.
Yeah.
It will keep your fingers clean and help teach you a skill the Chinese have mastered.
Right. Hey, one thought real quick. Speaking of the NES Classic, it just occurred to me, you know, going back to the idea of if there's a like a statute of trademark or, you know, whatever, if that expires the patent or whatever it is, before it goes like common, whatever, Creative Commons, is it possible that maybe it does, there is an expiration on it, and that maybe is why, in small part, why Nintendo decided to start releasing all these classic consoles is to basically renew their license on their biggest titles?
But see, here's the thing. If, okay, the 8-bit Nintendo came out in 1985.
Yep.
So that is, what, 23 years ago?
Something like that.
Correct? Something, yeah, about 20.
No, it's older than that.
33 years ago, maybe.
Yeah,
32 years ago. Okay,
33 years ago.
I don't do math good. Like Adam doesn't stop good. Anyways,
doesn't stop good. I guess you don't talk do. You don't.
I
talk
don't stop good. I just keep going like.
He's like the elderly when they're going to a farmer's market. They just step on the gas and run everybody over.
Oh.
Too soon.
Oh. Boo hiss.
Hey, wow, we got a bust.
Hissed
at somebody.
No, I've seen that in some movies before. It's hilarious. Like somebody who just.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's interesting, and hopefully, you know, I mean, I think the stuff will live on, though, like you say, underground. But uh-oh.
Oh, I haven't heard that sound in a long time. We got a voicemail.
Sweet.
I'm gonna go ahead and play that. Done. It is done. I gotta go check it here. It's a Hot Pocket, by the way.
Oh.
All right, let's go ahead and play this and see what it is.
This is Chad from Hazard, Nebraska. I was wondering if you boys knew anything about removing an ankle monitor.
What?
Oh, it sounds like Chad's in a little bit of trouble right now.
Chad, buddy, what's going on?
Yeah, why does his voice sound so terrible compared to the rest of the pristine audio effects?
I think it was just, you know, I don't know, maybe
the frequency range.
And yeah, the he probably had the phone upside down.
Well, Chad, you're gonna have to remove you have to remove your ankle.
You got a hacksaw there, Chad?
Oh,
yep. Him and Jim Duggan.
Oh,
oh, jeez.
They starred in a movie called Saw.
What would happen if you soaked your foot in water?
You can't. You got to cover it up. It'll short it out. Oh, wait.
That's what you want to happen.
I'm pretty sure that will summon the police immediately.
Okay, it sounds like he's running from the police and doesn't want to be tracked anymore.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so I think he could soak it all he wants.
I thought he was a law enforcement agent and needed assistance.
Possibly. Yeah, maybe he's trying to... He was in training with their you know, law enforcement yep. partner and then put it on and it locked and he can't figure out how to get it off.
Probably.
Hey, guys, we've got a bunch more coming up in this show. We're already a half hour in. But I do want to stop for just one second.
I made him stop when I said that.
Because,
oh, my gosh.
Because I know we just heard from Chad, which was great to hear from him. We haven't heard from him in a long time. But
I missed him.
I did too, in a weird kind of, I missed him and hoped he wasn't dead and not killing somebody kind of way. But anyways,
who knows?
We wanted to just take one second. I wanted to take a second and thank everybody who has continued to send in the reviews and ratings and everything in Apple Podcasts, because we've been seeing a little bit more of that come through still, and we really do appreciate that. And just encourage all of you to, if you can give a second to help out the show, head over to Apple Podcasts. Hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating, and if you want, leave us a review there, because we will read it out loud, so have some fun with it. Just keep it clean, you know. But we just wanted to say thank you. And Jason, did we have any new ones this week?
Oh, I couldn't find it fast enough. Dang it, I was trying to find the losing horn, but unfortunately not.
Oh, we didn't have any this week. We had some new ratings, though, I think I saw. just no actual reviews.
I'm checking
so.
Again real fast.
Went from 5 stars to 2.
Yeah, no. I think we've been seeing all 5 stars, but continuing to see that going, and we really do appreciate it. So just a reminder, if you could help us out, we'd love it if you could head over there and do that. Now, we've been talking about phones and Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Spotify, which is pretty cool. So certainly go follow us over there. But we've got a little bit of a Spotify news break for you here because they've apparently announced a long-term partnership with Samsung.
Spotify announces a long-term Samsung partnership, and Adam talks and stomps all over Dave's intro.
I was trying to get it as fast as I could.
That's all right. I'm making Jason work tonight. I like it.
Hey, this is a cool story, though.
It is.
A very cool story. It is.
Someday it'll be married. Right now it's just in a long-term relationship.
It's a commitment cool story issues. If you have a Samsung phone. Yeah. It's it not is. A cool story if you don't.
Right.
What are you laughing okay. at? I'm trying to tell a story here.
It is a very cool story for Samsung owners, which, let's be honest, next to Apple, Samsung probably has I would venture a guess, I don't know these stats for sure, but they've got to be up in that second place spot of most popular mobile phones,
yep.
aren't they?
They are the biggest supplier of Android-based phones, yes.
Right. So listeners, all of you who like to ask us, you know, how can we help out the show because we don't use an Apple phone, we're on Android, we're on Samsung, do it in Spotify. Give us the follow over there. Listen to Digital Soup right in Spotify. And now you can do it on your Samsung device because Spotify is going to come pre-installed with new Samsung devices. It's been integrated into Samsung's, what, is it Bixby?
No, the Hulk.
no.
You know, do you think our audience is too young to even know that reference I just made? Or
I don't know. I mean, that's an old reference. I know what it is, but.
Yeah. Boom! Braxton. I mean, Bixby.
Totally different. Totally different.
No.
But,
oh, wow.
I love that SNL skit, by the way. But
that was awesome.
Bill Brasky.
Yeah. You'll have to go look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I know but what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's fully integrated into the Bixby, which is for, you know, you iPhone users, Siri. And, you know, you just, you know, talk to it, say, hey, play me some Lynyrd Skynyrd. And, you know, all of a sudden...
That's amazing.
Yep. I don't understand.
I've never heard a voice control that would play music.
Yeah, let me tell you this. If my voice control system started asking for Freebird...
Adam's a jerk.
No. I just was thinking, as a you know, person who plays in a band, if my phone voice service started asking me to play Freebird, we've got a problem.
Yeah. I'm not playing that.
I'm not doing that. I don't got the time for
I'm
that.
I'm playing no Brown Eyed Girl and Mustang Sally.
No Stairway.
Yeah, but no, this is very cool, and it's going to be, you know, like you said, the go-to device, but also on the Galaxy Home smart speaker, which is directly competing with Apple's HomePod. I'm not going to lie, this makes me a little nervous for Spotify on iPhone, and if it's going to have any negative effects, or if it's an indicator of, you know, potential. Maybe not focusing on Apple quite as much because we're going to try and corner the iPod market, you know, or the Samsung Android market. Because I love Spotify and I use it all the time, but
I can't see them doing that though with Apple's market share.
You got to think it would so be huge such a everywhere. Yeah.
Now I'm trying to peruse the story here, and I'm not finding it here real fast, but I believe I read somewhere that it is going to be an ad-free version of Spotify.
I think that's a different news story that came out about Spotify, but they are toying with the idea for Spotify of making any ads skippable for even the free users, the non-premium users, where people can skip the ads as much as they want, I think. They're looking at updating some kind of freemium services with Spotify.
Now, Dave, I understand that you are a Spotify subscriber, so you don't have to worry about this. But
right.
I listen to Spotify while I'm mowing the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And just about every half hour, I always get this, click now to watch this video for 30 minutes of ad-free music. And so then, you know, I have to, like, stop my mower. I got to then pull up my phone, turn the screen on, and then, you know, thinking about maybe during the summer I'll just subscribe. Well, during the winter I won't.
Does your family use it, Jason? Like, you know, your wife and kids?
No, I'm the only one that uses Spotify. Oh, okay. Nobody else does.
Okay.
I used it the trip to Minnesota last summer. We used it the whole way because the way the Bluetooth works, and you guys know this, is it can only run one source at a time. So if I'm using the Bluetooth for my off of my phone for the Google Maps,
right?
I can't listen to the radio too. So we just have, you know, Spotify streamed all the way.
Oh yeah, yeah, never mind. Yep.
What? I mean, yeah, okay, yeah. What?
No, I've used the GPS map services on my phone many times and had music playing, and then it just automatically lowers the music and tells
me that's what I'm saying. I can't turn the radio on.
Yeah, the regular radio.
To that sweet sound.
Sweet sound of the AM radio. No, that's...
hold me close. Hold me close, please. Hey, would you mind cuddling?
No, very good news, though. Nothing much huge to say about this, but looks like Spotify is continuing to make a push to grow even larger. So the key takeaway out of there is that Samsung Super Friends, I don't want to hear any more complaining about, we can't rate you an Apple Podcast. What you needed to take away from that story is that go into Spotify and do it, especially because it's now going to be the go-to music device there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you know you can't subscribe to us, I don't think, right? In Spotify,
you hit follow. And it'll
That's not going to count as a subscription.
No, it's not
going to
count an Apple Podcast. No.
Okay.
But it's still a way to follow us, support us.
Yeah, and we're able to track how many people are actually listening on Spotify, which is pretty cool. So, hey, we'd like to see those numbers grow. That's cool.
Absolutely. Cool thing to do there.
You know what? Hey, do you think those Samsung phones might be damaging our eyeballs, though?
I don't know. Adam, what do you think?
No.
Oh, it's a false flag operation.
It's not true.
Not true.
This is all about just your blue vision and light and blindness. And
did you guys even get my reference?
No.
Really? False flag? It was not a quote-unquote flag of what I was talking about?
Alex
and
Jones.
The voice I was using?
I don't know.
Okay,
see,
never mind.
Sometimes your impersonation skills are so good that I get lost in it, and I'm like, man, that was unbelievable.
Alex Jones kicked off of everything.
I just said Alex Jones.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Playback
the tape. Did he, Dave? Did he, Dave?
He did.
Did he really?
He did.
Huh? Maybe I walked all over it.
He did. I'm telling you, he did. I said it 100 times. He did. Why do you got to pester me
like
this?
I'm sorry,
Jason.
I don't know his voice because I don't listen to him. But I'm guessing with the false flag thing. I know he was in trouble for that.
Well, the philosophy is like a walk on a slippery rock. And it's kind of like religion and a smile on a dog.
That's deep, man.
It is.
Can you shove me into shallow water quick?
Before you get too deep, maybe?
What is even happening here?
I'm going to shoot some rubber bands at the moon. You want to come with me, Adam?
Man, we're like conversations through song lyrics.
This sounds like we mixed three different podcasts.
I think you've had too much blue light entering your brains, and now you've got
Granular degeneration. The bridge, throw it overboard, see if it could swim back up to the shore.
So scientists have said that they have found how blue light from smartphones, laptops, and other digital devices damages vision and can speed up blindness. You know what? Honestly, there might be something to that. My vision's gotten worse.
So I don't have diabetes. I have phone-itis.
Phone-a-beaties.
It shouldn't happen with an iPhone.
Maybe that's precisely what happened. Targeting the eyes. No, article over on The Guardian, right? And that's where we found this and put this in. And they're saying that the blue light you mentioned earlier.
Special.
It might be actually triggering essentially poisonous molecules to be generated inside your eyeballs in the light-sensitive cells of the eyes, which can, not so nice because it's causing macular degeneration. Which
Jason's
is incurable.
Balls are getting triggered.
My looking balls.
Oh, man. But might be something to this. I mean, and the scientists are saying there is. Oh, my goodness. Off
what
the rails
happening?
In the mid-show. This is crazy. But
that's
this is something
though. That's not good.
It makes you really wonder because, I mean, like our generation, you know, we haven't been staring at these our whole lives. You know, a number of years now, you know, 10, some cases maybe 15
but
years.
But we've been staring at them as long as the current generation has, plus
no,
more.
No, I know, but what makes me think about it is if they're finding this impacting people in our generation who've been looking at it at, say, let's just say 15 years on average, right? What is happening to the kids right now that have been looking at these screens since they were old enough to, and when, you know, they get 40 and 50 years old, you know, that amount of time, if it's impacting us that much already in 15 years, let's just say, and they're finding this, think of the impact down the road so far for like our kids and in generations after that grow up with this. It's kind of actually pretty terrifying.
So if you were to be like, dad needs a nap, here, take my phone, that could be child abuse.
Ooh.
No.
I mean, it's a slow.
I think if this is coming out, we need to adjust the technology a little bit to not use so much blue.
Get rid of blue lights.
Yeah, honestly, I mean most. I don't know how many
it's
people
not so
ever
special.
Use. How many people ever use? Good Kmart joke. How many people ever use the night mode on your phone? Do you guys use night mode?
I
on your
do.
Phones?
I don't. Everything. I love the black. I hate the white. And that's probably because of my diabetes.
Not what I mean, diabetes.
That is not night mode, no.
So night mode, if you have an iPhone and you swipe up.
Oh, dimming? Okay.
You press and hold on and push on your dimmer, there's a something called night shift. There's going to be a different feature on like a Samsung
that's
or
a good
an Android
song.
Phone. And what that does is it changes the hue and the tone of the light coming out. The color temperature to not be so blue. It turns it more into an amber yellow. And it's closer to like a setting sun, kind of a
closer
light
to very annoying.
Night. Yeah, it's not. But if you're lying in bed at night looking at your phone, that blue light is not only apparently damaging your eyes, but it can also keep you awake. So this is actually more
that's
of a,
true.
The night shift is to help you actually fall asleep better and be right. A little easier on your eyes at night, because blue light will trigger your brain into thinking, it's morning, I should be up.
Yep.
And
that
who
is
wants
true.
To do that?
Yep. That is true, yeah. And I mean, it's very true. I know, I think we talked about it once early on with the night mode on the phones, and it drives me crazy. I struggle with it, and that's the photographer side of me that I can't stand when everything just looks yellow, you know.
Well, don't do it when you're editing, but...
Oh, no, night... no. Even then, though, it's a hard shift for me to get used to. I've tried, and I'll use it every now and then, but it's real hard for me to get used to seeing that. But when I'm reading on, like, my Kindle and things like that, Kindle Fire tablet, I do have that set so, you know, it is shifted a little bit. Sure. And so you get used to it in certain circumstances, but... it's definitely something to think about, but I wonder how much of that is still blue light coming. But you think there's got to be a way for them to eventually look at a technology set, you know, where it's not pumping these, you know, blue light wavelengths in. Because what they're saying is basically it has a much shorter wavelength, which means it's got more energy when compared with other colors, which kind of like forcing in a super concentrated energy dose right in there that's triggering these... you know, reactions within the cells. And so that's causing the problem. So maybe the thing that I would love to see is if there's a way for them to minimize the blue light while keeping color faithful renditions of everything, if that makes sense.
Well, that might be pretty hard to do.
Yeah. I don't know if it's even possible, but that's in my mind, like the ideal place to be where, you know, if I'm scrolling through Instagram and I'm looking at, you know, friends' photos and stuff like that, and, you know, they've got, you know, a sunset or they've got an iceberg. Say it's winter and I'm looking at scenes, people, someone up in Iceland or something. I don't want to see all the ice looking orange and yellow, you know.
Right.
But if there's a way they can do that but kind of keep the tones, but, you know, maybe there's like a filter they can put on that, you know, on the backside of the screen that filters the, you know, amount of blue light. Who knows? But something would be cool. But this kind of, you know... It's a WebMD situation where I'm sure scientists are finding it's happening, and now that I read it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I'm going blind.
I'm blind!
As I'm sitting here
and
in my office with two
small
LEDs.
It wasn't from
LED.
What I was warned about as a teenager.
yeah, no more is it quit playing
you
with
still
your
shaving
dinghy,
your
you'll
palms?
Go blind. It's put down your phone. But yeah, I mean, at the same time, it's like, well, as I'm sitting here staring at two giant computer monitors right in front of me with two other smaller LED lights in the background, you know, my eyes are just being blasted by blue light right now. So,
well, it could be worse. You could be you could be given a terrible acronym as a name.
Yeah. Oh,
The SUMC, the Sony Universe of Marvel Characters, or SUMC.
SUMC.
Come on. MCU rolls right off the tongue.
Yep, it does.
What is the SUMC?
So this is Sony's Universe of Marvel Characters. So
right.
Sony announced a new name for their planned interconnected universe, formerly referred to as the Spider-Verse, because that sucks. And it's a mouthful. Sony's Universe of Marvel Characters. Very interesting. So they've got
Spider-Verse, and we got the Arrowverse.
They've got about 900 Marvel character properties that they own.
Now think about that for a minute. 900 characters.
Well, one of them is Aaron Boy. He will go get your coffee.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't think
a lot of the characters they own are the real big names, obviously. No. Spider-Man is the biggest. Venom. But it looks like there's a lot of talk that Venom is going to, in a lot of ways, potentially kick off and launch this whole universe, in a sense. And you know, that could really work well, because ultimately what's going to happen, Spider-Man right now is on loan to the MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe, and he's showing up obviously in the Avengers and Spider-Man Homecoming movies, and the upcoming one, Far From Home, but he will eventually go back to Sony. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens as Sony tries to move forward with this, and they talk about some of the plans they have, such as... what were some of the characters? I forget now. Venom, of course, but some of the other, there were more villains.
Oh, Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock is Venom. Morbius.
Peter Parker.
Morbius, the living vampire, Black Cat, Silver Sable, some of those characters. Now, okay.
I refer to them as who?
It's basically secondary characters from Spider-Man stories for the most part. And a lot of them are villains, you know, and they've got some great Spider-Man villains. We saw Vulture, which is awesome. You know, it'd be great to see a character like Mysterio or some of these other, you know, popular villains for Spider-Man. But without Spider-Man being the hero, yeah, Croc is there. I mean, they need more than a couple heroes if they're going to build a universe.
Oh.
And the one thing I'm keeping in mind, because the name SUMC, that sucks. But I mean, come up with something better than that. But
so let me ask you this. Is Venom, so that's not actually in the MCU then?
No, right. Well, he's a Sony property, which right now you'll never see him show up over in.
Well, until Disney buys it.
Yeah, man. Disney's going to do what? Buy Sony?
Yeah,
next? They probably could.
They could.
Yeah, they
could
buy everybody. They're going to buy Apple.
Yeah. Well, here's
they're going to buy MoviePass, for gosh sake.
You know, I
not yeah. after you buy it.
Yeah, right. Better get that before you get.
I got 2,000 shares, guys.
I spent $40. I'm a majority shareholder.
What if they revamped and suddenly Jason's a millionaire? We're going to be eating our words.
Well, here's the thing, though, guys. I've been thinking about this because the CEO just announced 2 days ago that they have come up with the new structure, their new business plan, that they feel this time it's going to work. So here's my own thought. And I buy shares for a nickel, right?
Yeah.
And even if it jumps up to its all-time high of, I believe it was $5 a share at one time, which this is horrible stock. But even if it jumps up to $5, I'm making thousands, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you've got $100 that you just want to burn.
Yeah, I just want to. I was just going to go buy some Cheetos.
Gamble.
But I might as
well
buy some MoviePass.
I mean, for something like that, it literally falls into the category. I mean, we're not obviously giving stock advice. We've covered this before, but
we don't know what we're doing.
We don't know, yeah. But it literally, to me, feels like a stock buy that would fall into the category of I could go to the casino and play slot machines, dump $100 in there, or yeah. I could buy $100 worth of MoviePass stock. Either one. You know,
there is one thing I do recommend everybody buy, though. Every one of our listeners, all our gamer listeners, buy. Please buy the PC version of Madden 2019. And the reason why I'm saying this, the whole time we've been talking about this, I've been watching a gameplay video.
Oh, that's nice. Way to go.
This game is blowing me away. But you need to buy the game. Otherwise, EA is not going to continue to make this. This is why they dumped it so long ago, because they were producing it for the PC, but very small fraction would actually buy it for the PC. Hmm. Well, all you PC gamers now, you need to purchase this game for 2019, and maybe we'll see some more iterations of it. All right, now back to the blue light. No,
no, back to the Sony universe. The last thing about that I will say, because, you know, there's a big difference in having plans to build a universe and in actually making it work. You know, there's chances are that we're not going to see a whole lot come out of this big new universe announcement, but especially because there seems to be a lack of any major characters, you know, as far as heroes, recognizable people, anything else. But the one thing to keep in mind, the MCU did exactly that. Iron Man, while he was a character everybody knew of, he was not considered one of the big name characters in the MCU. I mean, he wasn't a major player. I mean, you were looking at the X-Men, you were looking at, you know, even Captain America. When you look at all of the Avengers, they're popular, but prior to these movies, they were nowhere near as popular as they are now. The big stars were your Spider-Mans. You know, it was Daredevil. It was the X-Men. All of that. And these movies, because they were well-done movies, were able to take characters that were maybe not secondary or, you know, B or C squad and make them into the hugest blockbuster names. Guardians of the Galaxy, those characters
I'd never even heard of before that movie.
No, and the Guardians of the Galaxy as a comic series existed, but the characters we saw in the movies, they do not exist prior to this universe, the MCU, together as a team. Like, the characters are there in the stories, but they are not an actual team from the comics. They're all individual
things.
They're
not things. X-Force?
No, the Guardians. But, yeah, I mean, it's that kind of thing where, you know, if the movies are done well, they may be able to take a smaller character, you know, that they have the property for and turn it into something that people are like, wow, that's pretty rad. And all of a sudden that character is getting a big push. That's what they're going to need in order to build this universe, I think. So we'll see if they can actually do that. But,
you know, I just got to mention real fast that I loved more than anything when Deadpool went back in time and shot Ryan Reynolds before he could produce Green Lantern.
Yeah, that was
that was
good.
Freaking hilarious.
That was pretty good. I agree with that.
And as our listeners just found out, Jason finally got around to seeing Deadpool 2. And it was good. You saw it too, right, Adam?
I did, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Spoiler.
Oh, shut it. You see every movie within 3 seconds of release.
I've even seen Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I have not. I will when it comes out on video.
What time is it, though?
Oh. What now?
What is this?
No, it's just a joke. Sorry.
Aw. Oh, do that.
I was all excited, you tease.
No kidding.
Wait, Dave from the Digital Soup just called Jason a tease.
Yeah, geek tease. Quiz tease. Oh, I was excited there for a minute.
It's time for a geek off.
Here's what we're going to do. Jason, just because of this, I'm so disappointed that you just
I'm sorry,
just
guys.
Teased
I
us.
Really am.
So I'm not even, I don't have it in me.
I'll do the truffle shuffle. Get your cameras.
No, I don't have it in me to debate. This week, what we're going to do, we're going to go back and do another round of Super Friends. Adam is going to draw the cards, but it's going to be him.
Super Friends?
Super Friends.
We're Super Friends.
Super Fights, I mean. I think we should just call it Super Friends. Yeah, Super Fights. I'm so disappointed about the quiz show. I'm off right now. I'm like,
well, I like New England clam chowder. What do you like?
But so here's what we're going to do. I can't even debate you about a super fight right now, Jason, because you know what? I'm so disappointed in that quiz show. So
wow,
Adam,
I didn't know I'd have this response from you, Dave. I do apologize.
I'm bummed, so I expect a new quiz soon. But
there will be some.
Just saying. But Adam, we're going to have you draw cards. One set will be for you, so no cheating. Wow. One set will be for Jason. And I'm going to have you guys debate it out because I don't think I got a debate in me tonight, and I don't want to lose my undefeated streak.
All right, so it's going to be Jason versus Adam this time.
Yeah.
And on my honor, I have not looked at these cards in advance. I will be pulling them randomly. So are we ready?
Yes.
Jason, your character is a Spartan. Oh, starting off strong. My character is... Oops, I dropped
the Girl Scout.
I dropped my card on the floor. A carny.
Who? Oh, a carny?
Carny.
Okay.
Like a carnival operator.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason, your Spartan's first superpower is they're trapped in a potato sack.
That's a superpower?
Well, I don't know. That's just the situation they're in. I didn't put them there.
Oh.
Okay, my first power for the carny is shoots blinding light from hands.
This doesn't make any sense. So I'm already hindered because I'm trapped in a sack.
Potato sack.
Okay, but I'm trapped in it. You're going to shoot me with laser beam eyes while I'm trapped in a potato sack.
No, it shoots blinding light from hands. It doesn't say lasers. It's just really bright.
So okay, you're safe from... Anyways.
So, Jason, your Spartan's next power is they can summon anything from a hardware store. So a Spartan trapped in a potato sack that can summon anything from a hardware store versus a carny who shoots blinding light from hands and... is a narcoleptic. That is not a great power. A narcoleptic carny who could shoot blinding light from their hands versus a Spartan in a potato sack that can summon anything from a hardware store.
Oh, man, this could be good. So who's going to present the first argument?
Jason, you got this?
I will. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to... I'm trapped in the sack, right? I'm a Spartan. I'm very powerful. My Spartan physique is a lot like my natural physique here.
Must be a big potato sack.
Yeah, it is. But I'm in this potato sack, and I'm wrestling to get out. And I am purposely taking a long time. I'm literally wrestling in this potato sack for 15 minutes. This fight is going on, but I'm just wrestling in this potato sack. And during this time, my opponent has fallen asleep. And with my opponent sound asleep, I rip that potato sack off because I'm a Spartan, and I summon Thor's hammer because they have them on sale this week. You know, buy one, get one free. So I summon Thor's hammer.
Maybe a sledgehammer.
Okay, a sledgehammer.
Impact,
all right?
Hammer, maybe.
And, ooh. No, I know what I did. 1,000-pound barrel drums full of concrete. That's what I just summoned. That we're saying that's what it is.
They don't sell that at the hardware store.
Yes, they do. And being that I'm a Spartan, I'm holding that above my head, and I bring it down on that narcoleptic SOB's head, and I kill him.
That's a nice story.
But I would like
to counter with something that, number one, the carny may be narcoleptic, but perhaps, and just perhaps, or maybe it's likely, this carny already had a little nap and is only faking. So as soon as you get close with that barrel over your head, the carny suddenly awakens and shoots the blinding light from his hands, thus temporarily blinding the Spartan and causing enough of shock and surprise that the Spartan drops the barrel on his own head, thus killing himself. The carny walks off with tiny hands and your prize money.
This is inaccurate, because being that he is a carny, and on top of being a carny, he's also narcoleptic. He really, really put those laser hand beams together incorrectly. Just like he does every ride at the carnival. So he put, and what happened was that since he put them in incorrectly, instead of the blinding light shooting forward, it shot backwards right into his own eyes, blinding him, which then the Spartan just giggles and dumps it right on
his
head.
Wait, okay. All right. I'm not going to comment.
No, hold on now.
He's a freaking carny. He's an idiot.
Your Spartan is actually from Sparta, Minnesota. he's an Iron Ranger, and he says "Oop" as soon as he bumps into the carny who is sleeping. Carny wakes up, shoots blinding light from his hands. The Spartan's officially blind. He's trapped in a potato sack for life anyway.
Oh, no,
it's kind of a lose-lose. It's a lose-lose.
A lose-lose situation?
Yep.
Well, what do our listeners think? Which one of us had a better story?
No, I want to know what Dave thinks.
Well, I don't care what Dave thinks.
Oh, I do.
Go ahead, Dave. I'm just.
Adam,
I feel like I lost here, but
I don't envy you in this one because I mean, it's hard to choose on these. I think that Jason's got a pretty solid argument.
Oh yeah.
But it's also pretty flawed. I mean,
oh, not in the least.
He's trapped in a potato sack, which kind of indicates he can't get out of it.
Right, but he just declared he can.
He declared he can, but he can also summon anything. So even if he was still in the potato sack, he could summon whatever thing he wanted.
Chainsaw.
From a hardware store. Even if he can't get out of the sack, he could still attack you. Whereas, you know, you could shoot that blinding light and everything else. I don't know how much control you have over your narcolepsy.
I just shut my eyes and it doesn't hurt me.
I mean, I don't know if narcolepsy works like that, where you just take a nap and then you're fine. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on that. It's a tough call.
I think with narcolepsy, you just fall asleep at random.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking, that you don't have that element of surprise like you were hoping to.
Well, you could surprise them by falling asleep instantly.
Right.
Like, whoa, maybe this man just fall asleep? Holy maybe crap. That's, and all of a sudden he wakes up, springs up, and blam, I'm blind. And right. I'm in a potato sack.
Well, so I don't know why, Jason, you're Spartan. I don't know why the first thing he summons from the hardware store wouldn't just be a mirror. You know, so that blinding light don't matter. It just, you know.
Oh, yeah, because that carny really needs to see how disgusting he looks. So
well, no, whenever
away.
He tries to shine the blinding light, I know. Simple. Prop it up against your potato sack. You're inside there. It's dark anyways. That light don't bother you.
It'd be worse if the carny shot like a gentle blue light, and over time, Spartan's eyes were just blinded.
I
should have summoned Ray-Bans.
I'm going to... I don't want to call it a tie.
If I would have summoned Ray-Bans, though, I would have won, wouldn't have I?
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I see the argument on both sides. I don't want to call it a tie. I've got to pick a winner, I guess.
Where's Sparta?
I think the narcolepsy does you in, Adam.
I think you might be right.
I don't think
the carny stands a chance.
I think not having control over it,
I'm going to counter-argue on Jason's behalf.
Okay.
The Spartan's trapped in a potato sack. He summons work gloves from the hardware store, and while the carny's asleep, puts it on his hands.
Very true. Listeners, I'm gonna declare Jason the winner this week, I think, by a little bit. But here's what I want to do. That. You know, we said, listeners, we want to hear what you think. Here's what I want to hear.
That's my cheering.
That is one good thing that I haven't heard enough of lately. That is awesome. But what I want to hear is if any listener out there can make a convincing argument on why that Adams Carney should win against that Spartan, I want to hear about it. So send it in.
Probably
has
something to do with BO, right?
I don't know, because, I mean, Carneys and Spartans both probably smelled pretty bad.
Yeah, that's true. And then that sack probably doesn't smell very good either.
You're trapped in
a
sack.
I'm talking about the gunny sack, guys.
Yeah, I think, Jason, I think you just got your first win.
You know what would also be a win?
Yeah.
Upgrading your old hard drive to an SSD, a solid state drive.
We wanted to mention this because, someone besides me got around to writing an article for the site, and it's a pretty good one.
You're welcome.
Hey. But before we talk about that, you got to read the story I wrote there, because I had some funny in there.
Oh.
Read it, Adam.
I am. Out loud.
Yes. This is Dave. Are you still sporting an ancient HDD for your main system drive? Ellen Griswold said it best. Clark, what are you doing? Find out 7 reasons why you should switch to an SSD for your system drive and relegate that slow HDD to mass storage duty. Like HDD.
I don't read well.
No, this was a... This was a very, very good article, because I think for a lot of people...
6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Shut it, Adam!
The thing is, and I was trying to find a link to this, and I couldn't quite find it. I wanted to see...
I put it on our website.
No. You did, because you couldn't actually put it on the website.
I did. What are you talking about?
Pull back the curtain for a second, and how this all went down is... I got an article pasted in a Google Doc that said, hey, can you make this pretty and look like your articles and post it on the website for me? So I went through it and prettied it up for Jason and did a little editing on it, I guess you'd say, and we got that thing looking pretty awesome and up on the website. But the one I wanted to find, what I couldn't find a stat for that I could link to, was I wanted to find if there was a way to show how many people are using SSDs versus HDDs, you know, standard hard drive. And this, you've got in this article some absolutely fantastic information for a lot of people who might not know what exactly, you know, the difference on an SSD versus an HDD is. The solid state drive and SSD being very fast, HDD being the hard whatever drive, disk drive. What a platter drive, whatever you call
it. Hard disk drive, yeah.
Hard disk drive, you know, being the standard that we're all used to, that you hear it and it's got the arms. But check out the article because Jason has a fantastic write-up here for you. And there's actually seven of them, seven great reasons why you should consider switching that SSD for your system, slow HDD.
You won't believe.
You won't believe number seven.
And this is the good seven, unlike those deadly sins.
Right.
Jinx.
Right.
Oop.
Bloody well, right. Weekly garnish time.
You know what? Before you go into the garnish time here, because Adam is a fantastic singer and musician. Mm-hmm. Dave's pretty good.
Six out of 10.
I am not.
Here's what I think. Why don't you go ahead and make us a parody of Oop, there it is.
Oop, there it is.
Oop, pardon me. Oop. Oop, was me.
You go ahead.
Oop, sorry about that.
Yeah, for the next show, Adam will have that ready for us.
Fully produced. Oh, yeah. All four verses, three choruses, and the bridge.
I will be the unsigned spotlight music.
Right.
This next song is called Oop.
You down
that
with
that would be awesome.
PP.
Oop PP.
Nice.
Bad you down with OPP? Ditch that HDD.
Yeah.
Hey, op
every
floats.
STD.
That sounds like you're floats. Saying every STD. Jason's got every op STD.
Floats. Yeah.
Yeah, you know me.
You down with HPV?
Oh, that's going to a bad place.
You know the.
Hit that bass.
I can't because it's out in the garage.
Hit that mouth bass.
Weekly garnish.
There you terrible. Go. I'm so bossy tonight. What we wanted to do, we thought this is kind of dumb. You know, we are enjoying and having so much fun with the super fights during the Geek Off because, like you just heard, that Spartan in a potato sack versus the Carney with blinding light. I mean, it is a blast, and it's so much fun, especially, Adam, you would know better than us, where you played it in a group of people and get that laughter going. So
it's
many,
good times, yeah.
Yeah, ton of good times. So we wanted to, basically, we set up a link here for you so you can go check it out if you're interested in having your own game of Super Fights. You can check, head over to our website, swipe over in your podcast player of your choice right now, and check this out. It's not very expensive. I think about $30, $29, something like that. You'll get the 500 card core deck of Super Fight as heard on Digital Soup right here. So we think it's a great way for you guys to have some fun and pick it up. And if you get some awesome combinations, send them in to us. Let us know what kind of cool stuff you're doing. You know about the game because you hear us do it here the last few weeks, but we want to share that fun. If you don't already have it, jump on board because this is a ton of fun.
It is pretty awesome. Yeah. So.
It is. And I should have won every match.
You should have.
Well, you
didn't.
Are 1-2 right now.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm 0-1. So that's great. I'm not Owen Wilson, just 0-1. Owen Wilson. Wow. So, guys, we appreciate you listening to the Digital Soup Podcast. For all things Digital Soup, head on over to digitalsouppodcast.com, where you can find all the links to our social media, everywhere where you can listen to us. We've got links to Spotify and Stitcher and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and everything like that, as well as those cool articles like the one Jason just put out on hard drives. Definitely check it out. Hit us up on Twitter. We love interacting, so don't even be afraid to send in a voice recording to Jason at digitalsouppodcast.com because we will actually play that on the show and respond. So definitely check that out. And for tonight's Unsigned Music Spotlight, a.k.a. The Dinner Music, we've got a new band called Barrel Eye, and this week's track is called Cosmic Downfall. Barrel Eye rose up from the roots of thrash death metal to reach a melodic and progressive path. Its first evidence of life was the release of the Virus EP in 2014, 2 years after Barrel Eye's establishment. Once a stable lineup unfolded, numerous local shows were performed, followed by the release of the first full-length album, Urged to Fall, in 2015. A powerful live performance combined with a good number of concerts organized at that time helped to quickly gain a visibility along with a fan base. Where are these guys from?
Oh, yeah.
It says local shows, but I don't see exactly where they're from. Let me take a quick
hold look. Hold on, I'm looking real fast.
Just wanted to know.
Berlin, and not in Ohio.
Germany.
Oh, Okay. Berlin, Germany. Das ist gut.
Was hast du gesagt, mein Liebchen?
All right. You play the better lie.
Well, actually, we're going to say our goodbyes.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. We'll do that then. We'll play the better lie after the goodbyes. Woo! From all of us at the Digital Soup Podcast, all of you listeners at home, have an awesome week. Stay safe out there. Keep it real. And we'll catch you next time.
That's right. Take care, guys.
Later, ROM sites.
Oh, so sad.
Gators.